inventive, captivating, and so essential that it is impossible to imagine the present world without them. Those hundreds of songs have sold hundreds of millions of albums, and millions of fans have seen and heard them performed at the 4,600 concerts he has given so far. But in addition to musical quality and quantity, Elton's timing and longevity have also certainly helped him. He began recording in the late 1960s, just as the popular music industry began to explode, and he then rode the successive format waves of vinyl LPs, cassette tapes, and compact discs. Now approaching 80, and in his sixth decade in the music business, he just finished enacting his prolonged retirement, his Jexit, as the British press have dubbed it with just a hint of sarcasm, while simultaneously working as hard as ever to burnish his status as an icon not just of popular music, but of popular culture. Elton has recorded 35 studio albums, not counting 10 soundtrack albums, and if we also add live albums and compilations, the total approaches 90, and he is still going. By the time you hear this, I wouldn't be at all surprised if the number had reached 100, a moment that John himself will relish and celebrate with that characteristic combination of crowing and modesty that he somehow manages to pull off. He titled his 14th studio album 21 at 33, released the year he turned 33 by counting live albums, compilations, a soundtrack, and by double counting double albums, the hubris of which was softened by his numerological nerdiness and endearing exuberance. 40 of his albums have made the top 40. A John single was in the US Billboard Hot 100 every year from 1971 through 2000, a unique achievement. One of those is the world's best-selling single of all time. His list of awards is more or less the list of all awards that a musician can possibly win, but only he has won them all, including 5 Grammys, 5 Brit Awards, 13 Ivor Novello Awards, medals and inductions and honours galore, and a knighthood in 1998. In January 2024, John became the 19th member of the EGOT elite, artists who have won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. Having received 6 Grammys during his career, 2 Oscars for The Lion King's Can You Feel the Love Tonight and for Rocketman's I'm Gonna Love Me Again, as well as a Tony for the Aida original score, he completed the EGOT set with an Emmy for Elton John Live, Farewell from Dodger Stadium. That film documented the final US concert of his 5-year Farewell Yellow Brick Road retirement tour. I'm incredibly humbled to be joining the unbelievably talented group of EGOT winners tonight, John declared at the Emmy ceremony. Thank you to everyone who has supported me throughout my career. A blandly diplomatic script, to be sure, but one that nonetheless reflects a constant and sincere John refrain, his gratitude for the unwavering support of my fans all around the world. Sir Elton positively swims and splashes in his success, and yet the humble, hesitant Reginald Dwight that still lives inside him can't quite believe it all, and he is ever so grateful. John chose Los Angeles' Dodger Stadium as the venue to end the US leg of his tour, because his run of concerts there in August 1975 are his most famous. They cemented his status as the world's number one rock star, and in retrospect, represented the peak moment of his imperial phase, his half-decade of record-breaking ticket and album sales. In 1975, 1 in 50 records sold worldwide in all genres of music had Elton John's name on the cover. He had yet to complete the first of his 6 decades in the business, yet he was already not only a musical legend, he was an industry unto himself.